the Canadian political system, and you know what, wherever you are in the world, I think you'll find this a little bit interesting and shocking as well, so y'all better sit down and pay attention. Here it comes. So many people think that Canada is a democracy, right? It's about freedom, and there's the odd capitalist walking around and so on. There's a transition going on. I mean, maybe that used to be true, not so much anymore, and I want to, again, kind of point out some things to you. It's the old British system that Canada operates from, right? You have a member of parliament, and you vote for him or her, and they're supposed to take your information and your cause, I guess, to Ottawa and work for you. But fact is when they get to Ottawa, they're not allowed to speak. If they do talk, well, then the prime minister scolds them and kicks them out of the brownies, right? I mean, that happens all of the time. I shouldn't have even said that. It's not all the time, because there's not that many that have the courage to stand up and say, I'm going to make a statement, I'm going to speak now. But occasionally, when it does happen, of course, they always get reprimanded, and they're told how to vote. So basically, it's a dictatorship, okay? Have you got that part? We have had dictatorship in Canada. Now, let me even go further or deeper, if you will. Now, when you vote for that member of parliament, he in turn goes to Ottawa, and if there's enough of him or her within that party, then the leader of that party becomes the prime minister of the country, okay? So Justin Trudeau right now, he's the prime minister of Canada. Now I want to share a little bit with you about his riding, because he had to win a seat and be the leader of the party to become the prime minister. He's in the second smallest riding in the entire country, and it's the most ethnic diverse riding in the country. About 47% of the riding are immigrants. Most of those are Arab people, Arabic. 8% of it is English. 8%. And 95% of the country is English, okay? 45% of his riding is French. And it's roughly 2,000 English-speaking people that voted for him. 26,391 people voted for him to be the prime minister. Canadians have voted Liberal in other places, think they voted for him. They did not. This is pretty bizarre. 2,000 English people, Canadians, voted for the prime minister of a country with more than 35 million people that live in it. Wow, my head is thumping. How are you doing? I mean, this is a guy now that has changed the country. He's making it a socialized, communistic place. He goes to gay parades every other day, I think, wherever he can find one. He's trying to re-engineer the way we think and the way we talk, and certainly the way we act. He's making some very bold statements all of the time, dumb statements as well, and hardly anybody voted for him. 26,391 people. He received 51.98% of the vote in his riding, but 26,391 people in Canada voted for him, and 47% of them are immigrants from other countries, right? Again, you break it down with the French and the English people, and you're talking like there's that many people go to a bar in one night. I mean, this is an entire nation, and this guy is in charge. Not only isn't he qualified, and he ain't that bright. I mean, he's about as sharp as a marble. I mean, I got to tell you, this, when you look at it this way, you got to change the system. The system must be changed. You can't have one guy in charge of an entire nation and in charge of 338 ridings, effectively, really just the ones that are Liberal, so probably half of those are Liberal, but those are the guys that run the country. They have a majority government. I'm going to say this today, and you have to vote with me. And they do. There's not a spine anywhere. There's not a nerve anywhere. There's not a man in the crowd. I got to tell you, this is frightening. And this guy is running the entire country with 26,391 votes, all from Quebec. So if you live in British Columbia, Saskatchewan, pick a place. You're not represented. You think you have a prime minister. You do not. The leader of the country is on record as saying, if I had to pick between Quebec and Canada, I would pick Quebec, right? If they separated, I'd separate with him. He's a Quebecer first. Oh, I could go on and on, but the numbers are the numbers. So it's about the system. It's kind of about him. I get that. But really, at the end of the day, it isn't about him. It's about the system. The system has to change. Y'all should have the right to cast a vote for the person who leads your country. You can't have 2,000 English people in Quebec voting for a guy to be in charge. I mean, this is worse than, I don't know, there's all kinds of world examples. In terms of percentages, there's hardly anybody has voted for him. Hardly anyone. And he's in charge of your destiny if you're a Canadian. Oh, I got to go take a pill. You all do the same and come back and we'll have some more for you tomorrow from the right. See ya.